Unions, big business and environmental groups have united to call for Australia to become a clean export powerhouse over the next two decades. A new report says those exports could create 395,000 jobs by 2040, many expected to flow to the regions. But as we mentioned earlier and we heard on the program yesterday, National Party Senator Bridget McKenzie says some Nationals aren't convinced the green jobs will be good jobs.
Up in Moree, so we've got over 1,200-acre solar farm. Fantastic. Couple of hundred jobs during construction. Fantastic. Do you know how many jobs are there right now? Five. And they're mostly mowing the lawns under the panels.
So Michelle O'Neill is the president of the ACTU. Michelle, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
You heard Senator McKenzie. Can green exports replace the jobs lost from fossil fuel exports? And will they be, you know, well-paid and ongoing?
Well, the report that we're part of being released today, which is the ACTU as well as the Business Council and the Australian Conservation Foundation, WWF, goes into a lot of detail, Fran, about how these 395,000 new jobs that could be created in renewable energy exports and also the exports of goods and services in clean energy are jobs that are not just in jobs involved in construction. In fact, the bulk of these jobs are jobs that are involved in mining and manufacturing and jobs also in education and training and in services. So this is something that's within our grasp. This is something that's possible, but it requires action and requires fast and fair action. And the other thing I'd say, of course, about secure good jobs of the future is the thing that guarantees that is having workers and unions involved in it at this point while we're developing these industries, so that it's not about a future sort of fantasy. It's about we need to act now. The government needs a credible plan, and we need to involve unions, workers, business and environment groups in getting this right. And it's possible. This report lays out really clear five proposals that would make a difference and deliver not just 395,000 jobs, but $89 billion in new trade revenue for Australia.
And is that talking happening? We just had Twiggy Forrest. He's going to make a significant investment and pivot really in his business focus to green hydrogen and green steel. He says the jobs he'll be providing will be well-paid jobs. I mean, what do you say to the people who've worked for a long time in industry like coal mining, you know, high-paid jobs? The unions fought for those jobs. Can you look them in the eye and say, well, we're going to replace those jobs with these green jobs and they will be well-paid and they will be long-term and you will be get the training to switch to them?
Well, I don't think that's the story here. I think the story here is about what we can be doing today to create the jobs and industries of the future.
Yeah, but isn't that what I'm talking about? I'm saying will those jobs, the long time, decades of union campaign to fight for sort of better paying conditions for coal workers, can you be promising the workers in those regions that those new jobs will be permanent, long-term, well-paid, and that the training will be there to try and help them switch from the old industries to the new?
What this report says and what we know is that unions and workers are what delivers well-paid, secure jobs. If you just leave it up to the market, if you just leave it up to big business, if you just leave it up to government, then no, you don't get the sort of jobs that are reliable, secure jobs. But if you work now to make sure that the jobs that are being created in these regions are jobs that give workers confidence that for them and their kids in the future, there is a future that is well-paid jobs, skilled jobs, jobs with training. But that requires investment and it requires fast action now. It requires fair action now. And what is missing out of this is any plan from this government at the moment to have a clean export strategy. And it's got to have credible policies to deliver that. And those policies are about jobs in, as I said, in mining and manufacturing, in particular around things like renewable hydrogen, ammonia, green metals and critical minerals, and also in technology and services. So battery manufacturing, education and training is critical in this as well, and there's jobs in that, and also in engineering and ICT and consulting services. So these are laying out the type of jobs, what they need, what type of investment and support we need to deliver them. But we can't wait, Fran. The world's rapidly changing. Our environment's rapidly changing. And we need strong exports for a strong economy. That's what will deliver jobs. If our economy is left behind, if Australia is at the bottom of action and without any real plan or ambition, that's what's going to damage jobs. I mean, what I know when I talk to workers, coal workers, is that they understand in a sophisticated way what is happening to their jobs and their industry, and they know global markets like no politician I've ever spoken to. And they see what is happening and what's happening in the future, and they rightly want to make sure that their jobs are safe, but they also want to make sure that the jobs of the future are ones that they know their kids are going to be able to support their families on. And they're worried right now, and this is what, you know, is a pretty hypocritical about their current position put by members of the National Party on this, is the things that it is affecting the security and the wages in jobs in coal mining today is labour hire, casualisation, outsourcing of jobs, which has been led by this federal government. So, you know, there's a bit of a hypocrisy here. I'd love to see the National Party and the government stand up for well-paid, secure jobs in coal mining. They're not doing it at the moment. But the future jobs is what this report's about. And we can't wait. And it's leaving those workers and those communities behind if we don't invest now.
Michelle O'Neill, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Michelle O'Neill is the president of the ACTU.